said, hey, if the only way we can stop this is to go to court, then let's go to court. Because you ought to be able to find enough people that'll help support you in a suit like this. We'll talk more about that. Also, coming up, Annie Black is at the Mike Lindell Symposium. You know, Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy. That's somebody we need to get on. Yeah. Radio stations, for crying out loud, have sold enough of his pillows over the years to make him a very, very rich man. And one of the things that I want to find out is, at the end of the day, at the end of the symposium, do we have a smoking gun? Or is this just a photo op? We'll talk about that. Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19. She's in South Dakota even as we speak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. More than 3,000 U.S. troops are being deployed to Afghanistan to help protect embassy personnel who are evacuating.
With the security situation worsening in Afghanistan, the State Department announced that some U.S. embassy staff are leaving the country. A spokesman insisted diplomatic work will continue at the embassy. The announcement comes as U.S. military forces near the completion of their withdrawal and the rapid offensive being mounted by the Taliban.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, State Department spokesman Ned Price says the administration's been planning for contingencies as the Taliban advance.
We have said for some time now that we have been gravely concerned by developments. So given the situation on the ground, this is a prudent step, a prudent reduction in our civilian workforce.
Coronavirus cases are on the rise across the country. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February. The surge strongest in the South. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says it's driving people to get their shots.
In the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 14 points, the NASDAQ rose 51, the S&P advanced 13, oil down to $69.09 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The parents of two Clark County school students filed a class action lawsuit against Governor Sisolak and the Clark County School District, alleging that ordering students to wear masks violates their constitutional rights, according to reports from the Review Journal. The suit states that the district, the governor, and the attorney general, among other state officials, have engaged in gross negligence, bad faith, and willful misconduct by issuing emergency directives that are arbitrary and capricious and unsubstantiated by concrete empirical evidence. The mask order was set in place last month for all students and employees in the Clark County School District. If you have plans to check out the Raiders preseason game this Saturday at Allegiant Stadium, remember to take your face mask. Raiders officials say they will follow state and local health and safety protocols, which requires all fans and employees to wear masks while inside Allegiant Stadium. Clark County officials say enforcement agents are being assigned for this weekend's game. Nevada's 14-day COVID-19 positivity rate was 16.3% for the second straight day Tuesday, reaching a low of 3.3 on June 9th.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it is the rush hour. Bumper-to-bumper conditions in several areas as we take a glance at our traffic cams right now. 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, very slow through there. 215 west at Tenaya, and some congestion on the southern beltway, 215 west at the airport connector.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, AFP. Joining us now from South Dakota, so happy to have her on again, Annie Black, Assemblywoman District 19. You say, why is she in South Dakota of all places on a day like today? It's because this is the final day of the Mike Lindell Symposium, and Annie Black joins us. Annie, what's news in South Dakota today?
My gosh, I'm standing about a block from a restaurant I just stepped out of. It's packed. There's probably 250 people in there. They're laughing. They're listening to music. It's freedom. It's beautiful. I love it here.
Are they wearing masks?
Oh, gosh, no. No.
I just absolutely love it. You've been there the last 3 days for the Mike Lindell Symposium. Was the 2020 election stolen? What have you learned after a couple of days watching all of this and watching Mike Lindell and folks at this symposium? Did you see a smoking gun so far?
I haven't seen a smoking gun, but I have to admit, I'm skeptical. It's hard, I think, for me as an American to believe or stomach the fact that our elections might be compromised. That just seems so un-American to me, so it's been a little bit challenging to be fully convinced. But I think what my two biggest takeaways were, was number one, these voting machines should not be hooked up to the internet, and records that are on them of elections should be stored and available and transparent to the voters for the allotted amount of time, which is 22 months for federal elections. And it just doesn't seem like that's happening. I mean, I think that there is proof that these machines have been online, and we know with cybersecurity being such a huge threat that's just not acceptable. It's too easily hackable, I believe.
Okay, but you're like everybody else that has studied this thing, and they all say, well, there's some smoke there, but nobody seems to want to examine whether there's fire there and whether there really is a problem if there really were votes that were stolen. Did you see any evidence of that at all?
I don't think that we actually can know that, and I think that's why a lot of us are pushing for forensic audits, because really the only way to know whether there's fire is, or whether there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, is to actually be able to get in there and examine the data that's in these machines. And I think if there's nothing to hide, if the elections were fully legitimate, well, then let the people look at them. There's too many people in this country that believe our elections are not secure, and we need to reassure those people, because if that's a fundamental part of our country, is free and fair elections. And we totally denigrate that if there's a substantial amount of people who don't believe that they are free and fair.
The folks at Fox News refused to air an ad from Mike Lindell relative to the symposium. He immediately pulled his $50 million a year advertising buy. Did Mike Lindell address that issue at all during the 3 days?
Of course, many times. I think Fox has been a big disappointment, not just in this instance, but in other instances for a lot of conservatives. I mean, if you're like me, you're a little bit shocked that Tucker Carlson's still even on Fox, because they seem to be going to the left. But yeah, I mean, he definitely touched on it. It was not a great thing for him and his company, but you know, he did what he felt he had to do.
Were there any marching orders going forward? For instance, we know what we know, which is not everything, but it certainly should worry us. But what we should be doing down the road, is it a matter of getting forensic audits, going to court to do it? What's the mission statement? What's the marching orders going forward?
So the conclusion of the 3-day deal was some documents and some stuff that we can all use in our respective states to try to push forward with audits. Obviously, I think, like a lot of people do, that a lot's riding on what happens in Arizona. But there was also some developments while we were there. The clerk from Colorado, from Mesa County, came and basically turned over I'm not a tech expert, but I think some drives from their machines there in Colorado, and the tech guys started to go through those files as we were at the symposium, and there's some stuff on there that they say leads them to believe those machines were online when they were not supposed to be accessing the internet. And so that was kind of interesting development that happened. But, you know, I think, unfortunately, in the state that we're in, where the Democrats have the trifecta, audits are increasingly hard, you know, to make happen for obvious reasons. But maybe if we can get enough of the people behind it, and there's some promising things happening in Arizona and Colorado and other states, then I think it makes it more feasible for us. But it's still a heavy lift.
Could we go through the courts to get it done? Could we have a judge order a forensic audit or something similar?
I don't believe so, but I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. I think it's up to the legislature, and also, from my understanding, county commissions can order audits. But clearly, you know, the two counties that probably had the most fraud, if there was any, in our state would be Clark and Washoe, and we know full well that those are Democrats. Especially Clark. We don't have a single Republican on that commission. So I'm not sure if a judge can order it, but, you know, the commissions and the legislature certainly can.
What is your sense when it comes to the end game of all of this? You're studying the 2020 election. We're going to have an election in 2022. Are you concerned about the veracity of this next vote coming up in 2022?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you're like me and you saw what happened to Trump, and you, regardless of any rock hard evidence, there's some statistics that just don't add up. You know, where you see down ballot candidates winning, but not the presidential race going to Biden, the down ballots going to Republicans. And so you kind of think, well, you know, that's maybe not the smoking gun, but it definitely seems strange. And when you're an outspoken Republican like I am in a Democrat state, you definitely have to be worried that you're going to get elected, period, let alone with any fraud. So I think it's definitely something that concerns me personally as a citizen and an elected.
So what are you going to do? Obviously, you've got other worries with redistricting and stuff like that. But what are you going to be doing in the weeks and months to come leading up to the midterm elections? Is there any strategizing, any game plan that's out there for you personally?
As far as the audit's concerned or a potential audit?
Yeah.
We've been exploring any potential avenues to make an audit happen. I've, you know, talked to people that understand our Constitution, that understand the political process. There's a movement going on to do some affidavits of malfeasance. And so I've been talking to some of those people. I'm not convinced that that's going to get it done, but I'm open to the idea. I don't know what the best route is. And it seems like, unfortunately, in a Democrat state, it's an uphill battle, but we're going to fight it either way, right?
So. And that kind of draws to the importance of the midterm elections. We always talk about elections have consequences. This is one where, from our perspective, it could have really good consequences if we end up taking back the assembly, taking back the state senate, winning a couple of the congressional districts. That would be a positive step, would it not?
Oh, absolutely, because we could overturn or make different laws regarding our elections, especially in regards to mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting and all that stuff. I mean, even if we just had some fortifications in our ballots, in our paper ballots, and we got away from the machines, you know, I think that could solve a lot of problems. In my mind, it's a lot harder to have any sort of flim-flam going on in an election when you're talking about paper ballots. I mean, organizing something of that massive scale when you're not talking about machines and ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots, it seems a lot harder to make something like that happen. And I think that, you know, it, certainly if Republicans get control, I would hope that we would, you know, get some better voter integrity reforms or election integrity reforms going on.
But just so I understand, you're saying that maybe what we should do, it sounds like it's taking like 10 steps backwards. You know, back in the day, we had paper ballots. Are you saying that paper ballots may be the answer to our problem?
I think that in the age of technology, yes, technology can be helpful in a lot of ways. But in my mind, like, my identity was just stolen on my way up here. I mean, you know, everything from banks to pipelines to cell phones with that Pegasus thing that just happened. Everything is hackable. Cybersecurity is a huge threat these days. And states like South Dakota do paper ballots. They don't do machines. And it's election day, not election week. You come with your paper ballot and you do it. And, you know, sometimes old school is good. Not necessarily like technology is always the greatest answer.
Well, and can I just tell you, if it fixes the problem, I don't care if we go back to the dark ages, you know, for whatever technology we had then, you know, this might be the answer. That's interesting. So you're going to come home soon?
I'm headed to the Bass Fry tomorrow, and then I'll be home on Sunday and back to work. We're, you know, in campaign mode and trying to get ready for redistricting and see what all that holds.
Do you get a sense of when we might have either a redistricting special session or something else?
No, I mean, I would probably be the last person on the list Democrats would tell about anything, but
No,
I mean, the rumor is October. I mean, let's face it, you know, this is shaping up to be a red wave election, and unfortunately, we're going to have our hands full because a lot of our races we're not even going to know where people are until the end of the year. Filing is in March. That doesn't give us much time to get our candidates ready, raise money, and I think that's by design, obviously, from the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, hey, be safe coming home. Have fun at the Corley Ranch on Saturday. It's going to be a great event. We had a chance earlier to talk to Senator Tom Cotton. He'll be speaking. Be safe, and we'll see you next time you're in town.
Will do. Take it easy, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Annie Black, Assemblywoman District 19, joining us. Coming up, Senator Tom Cotton. What are the prospects of Republicans prevailing on this stupid infrastructure bill that's $3.5 trillion? That's not to talk about the $1.2 trillion real infrastructure bill that's already been passed by the Senate. And now it's headed back, I guess, to the House, and it's very confusing. And then there's the $3.5 trillion bill that was passed in the dead of night. You have all these bills that are passed in the dead of night. They do their best work. They're like graveyard bartenders. I mean, that's what this has become. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by our friends at the Libre Initiative. They're continuing play at Dyersville, Iowa, the Field of Dreams. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking the action. And what, Yankees on top right now?
Yeah, 3-1 as we speak right now. But this whole thing is a great concept. And you and I were talking off the air. I wonder if they're going to tear the stadium down or use it for something purposeful. Because it's a beautiful stadium.
Oh yeah, and it could become the site for like college teams and high school teams.
Yeah,
you know that want to come in and play a 3-game weekend series and do it at the Field of Dreams. That would be an incredible attraction for that particular area. And my guess is this whole Dyersville Field of Dreams, build it and they will come, is. Well, it's one of those things that'll bring people. I mean, it's a great marketing tool.
It is indeed. Now, we have a clip here. It's a reasonable part of the movie. And in the clip, Ray, who's played by Kevin Costner, he didn't have a chance to reconcile differences with his father before his father passed away. And he kept hearing, you know, if you build it, he will come. And that's why he built the baseball stadium in the first place. So his father shows up as a young man, a baseball player, and here's just a little bit of that that little miracle in the Field of Dreams.
If you build it, he will come.
Jesus Payne.